now. Fair Game's ongoing special election coverage, Bite the Ballot.
Bite the Ballot.
And we have our Fair Game correspondent, Jonathan McClain, here with me to bite it.
What's up, Faith?
So, Jonathan, you're here to talk about politics. Was no one else available today?
You know what's funny about you? You're adorable when you make jokes like that. I know this, Faith. I know this.
What?
Barack Obama, he appears to have his stroke back. He took Wyoming this weekend. He took the primary, and that's another big stepping stone for Obama in his quest.
A big stepping stone? Jonathan.
Yes, it's a stepping stone in his quest towards the White House. And
Jonathan, Wyoming has 12 delegates, and Obama won 7 to Hillary's 5. That's a stepping pebble. The next big state, as we've been hearing for a week now, is Pennsylvania. That might be a stepping boulder.
Don't you know the phrase, where goes Wyoming, so goes Pennsylvania?
No, Jonathan, no one knows that phrase because you just made it up.
I did make it up.
Obama will have his work cut out for him. Here's Time Magazine's Mark Halperin talking about Hillary and the Keystone State.
Pennsylvania, okay, on paper, is a good state for Clinton. It's a lot like Ohio demographically. Like in Ohio, she has the support of the very politically active governor, Ed Rendell. So I think Obama's got his work cut out for him there.
And she's already campaigning there. I think she's speaking in her dad's birthplace today, Scranton.
Scranton?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will acknowledge a point that you are not making a great picture for Obama. But hold on, because I have new polling data.
This just
here,
in?
And it says, it says Hillary has a 15-point lead in Pennsylvania.
Yes, right.
All right, but the pollsters are focusing on the wrong groups. The predominant groups in Pennsylvania are what? They're Catholics, mm-hmm, older people.
White people.
White people, they all skew towards Clinton, and I will grant you that. But this overlooks a very important consideration that I feel the Obama camp can take advantage of.
What's that?
I call it the Obamish factor. What's up now?
What's up now? Jonathan,
boom.
You're banking.
Dizzy Rascal.
You're banking on the Amish, the Obamish.
Yes.
Do the Amish vote?
Not yet, really. I mean, about 1,500 voted in 2004, but that's entirely my point, Faith. If Obama gives them his attention, right, that's a huge untapped voting well. Literally, a voting well. They have no running water. It's a well.
Okay, Obama should not count on the Amish if he wants
but
to pull
this out.
But
I feel like he's already counting on the Amish. His advisor, Samantha Power, she called Hillary a monster, correct?
Uh-huh.
In a Scottish newspaper?
Uh-huh.
Well, the Amish, they're likely to think that she's a real monster and then vote her down. And after that, they'll chase her with pitchforks.
Jonathan, they're not medieval European serfs. I think you're confusing your derisive cultural stereotypes here.
It's possible. I do that often. But there's tens of thousands of Amish in Pennsylvania, and Obama's going to need those votes to come back, and that's just the facts. So start pandering, Senator. You know, pander like you've never pandered. Get your pro-horseshoe, you know, stance fast there, regardless of your previous stance.
I don't know if anyone can out-pander Hillary. She's going to pander. I wonder where the Amish stand on NAFTA, for example.
Well, I'll tell you, Faith, to get a better handle on this elusive community, I put out a call to Samuel Beachy. He is a Pennsylvania Dutch Obama supporter.
Hmm.
I think we have it. Hello, Samuel, are you there? Okay, I'm sorry. I think we're having a technical problem. I don't know if we can.
Jonathan, they don't use phones.
You're right. My bad. I'm sorry. That's my fault. But see, that's another good thing for Obama, though.
Why?
No phones. Because no phones means Hillary's dirty robocalling won't work. The only thing I can see being a problem is that the voting booths may close before they can get their horse and buggies there. But if that happens, I think technically it's vote tampering. So I don't know, you know, what happens that way. But
okay, let me just make sure I understand this, okay?
Yeah.
You think that if the Amish vote, they're going to vote for Obama. But McClain, they're a pretty conservative lot. I mean, they're not really big on change, and that's Obama's whole platform.
On the surface, sure, but they have a lot in common, Faith. They have a lot in common. Obama hates buttoned-up politicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Amish hate buttons. Obama doesn't think people should be required to have health insurance. The Amish don't carry health insurance at all. Obama distrusts the D.C. government machine. The Amish, they're terrified of machines altogether.
Okay.
It seems like a slam dunk.
I guess it does to you. It's all net. Your whole Obama strategy for winning Pennsylvania is to rally the Amish.
Absolutely, Faith. And when all the votes are in, you all will be witness to the genius of my plan.
You did not do this whole thing just to make a Harrison Ford, Kelly McGillis movie joke. You didn't.
It, am I fired if I say I did?
Go get in your horse and buggy and leave me alone.